Up is Jim Harmon, Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission. Thank you, Mr. Harmon, for joining us.
You're welcome. Hi, Lisa. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
How's it going?
We are hard at it. I guess winter's finally arrived, right?
Yeah, whoopee.
Yeah, we've measured about 4 inches in the Ann Arbor area, and my Chelsea foreman indicates approximately 6 inches has fallen in the northwest part of the county. And we expect probably another 3 to 5 inches of snow by the time the storm ends tomorrow midday.
And I guess blowing heavy winds and blowing snow is also contributing to the road conditions?
At this point, no, but that will become a concern, Lisa. As the temperatures start to go down and the snow continues, the snow is going to change from this wet, sloppy stuff that we've been dealing with today to a drier snow. And it's going to be more prone to blow around, and that'll present some blowing and drifting issues, certainly the morning hours and into tomorrow.
Is that something, Jim Harmon, as Director of the Operations for Washtenaw County Road Commission, you have to be always aware of? What kind of snow is it, and what's the best way to clear it out of here?
Always. The snow, as an example today, this heavy, wet, slushy snow, presents some certain challenges. And how we address that with salt and in our plowing operations versus the light, fluffy stuff and the big drifts that materialize from that. So we have to adapt our operations and how we clear those roadways under those circumstances.
That's what I was going to ask you now, because I've seen some people use beet juice to clear the roads. What do we use in Washtenaw County?
It's true. Beet juice certainly provides a chemical that's a de-icing agent, actually will reduce the melting point of ice and basically help melt things at a lower temperature than you'd normally expect with just standard rock salt. We use rock salt. It's very cost effective. We will use, under colder temperatures, we'll mix that salt with sand or a coarser grit material to provide traction when salt's not really that effective when you get down to the single digits or lower. Fortunately, today, rock salt's worked very well. Right now, across the better part of the county on the paved roads, we've got wet pavement. We've certainly got some slush on the roads, maybe some ribbons of snow between the travel lanes. But the salt's been very effective with the air temperature and the temperature of the pavement today.
Now, do you have crews working long hours in Washtenaw County to clear the roads right now?
We do. The workforce, the standard shift is from 7 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. But based on all the briefings we had from National Weather Service yesterday, we said, okay, we can start at 7 this morning. That'll be fine. And that worked out well based on the forecast. But we pre-scheduled that day crew, which is the vast majority of our workforce, to work until 8 p.m. That's important because this is a long-duration storm. And also, we wanted to have all those trucks on the major roadways to help with that evening commute, help all of our motorists safely as possible travel and get home from work and be able to traverse these major roadways as safely as possible.
Do you have some advice for motorists who dealing with the driving conditions right now, and more importantly, dealing with your crews? I never know. I always get behind one of those plows and the sparks are flying. Should we be concerned about that, or what advice can you give us?
No, honestly, being behind the plow truck and actually you want to stand off a certain distance is probably the safest place to be, especially when you get heavy snowfall accumulation like this. What motorists really want to avoid is crowding that snowplow, certainly avoid passing them on the right, passing them on the shoulder. That's extremely hazardous. This heavy, wet snow, the force of that that's coming off of the blade, off the snowplow, is very intense and can send a motorist out of control in a hurry if they're not mindful of that. Really want to be cautious in going around a snowplow. Some of the other things that a lot of folks may not be aware of, some of the newer trucks that we've been able to acquire actually have a side-mounted plow. There's a plow underneath the truck. When we get big snow, we'll put that big front plow out front of the truck. But we have these things called wing plows, and we can drop those down on the right side, and some of the trucks also have them on the left side. Why would we do that? Well, we can cover a greater width of roadway, and we can also plow the shoulder at the same time we're plowing those outside lanes. So you think in 94 and 23, you've got an inside lane, an outside lane, and you've got an inside shoulder and an outside shoulder. Well, we're able to plow all that snow and slush off on a lane and a shoulder at one pass versus the old way where we had to do the shoulders and the lanes all independently. Why is that important to motorists? Well, there's an extra piece of steel hanging off the side of this truck. There are warning lights on it. But we want motorists to be mindful of that, and that's why we don't want people to pass on the shoulders to go around a truck. They would be certainly expose themselves to a severe hazard if they did that.
Well, Jim Harmon, Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, thank you so much for joining us live here on 89.1 WEMU, sharing your information and insight to help everybody get where they're going safely this afternoon.
You're welcome.